Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Existential Crisis. That is courtesy of Manish.
All right,
on the Discord, in reference to Barbie, I guess, probably. And just generally everybody going through an existential crisis these days.
On some level.
I'm Jack. That is Miles.
Yeah. Thank you.
Dang, computer lag is... I muted instead of turning video off. Dang, computer lag is giving me an existential crisis. I'll tell you what. And I'm good with technology. Miles, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm great. I'm great.
Just, you just blew me away with a rendition of Cash In, Cash Out, the 21 Savage verse.
Yeah, absolutely.
But only the ad-libs.
You got to just do the ad-libs, because when you hear how many times he says 21 in succession, it's impressive. That's
every
why
time he says 21, I was lulling.
21. It's just, bless him. Bless him. Truly. One of our greatest, one of the greatest British artists. Exports. Yeah, yeah, British exports. Remember that? Mm-hmm. Remember he got deported for a little bit, and then everyone had all those 21 Savage being a Brit meme? It was
one
just
of our
actually
greatest
terrible.
Import exports.
Just actual terrible immigration laws is what that story was about.
Yeah. All right. Should we tell the people some things that are trending today?
Yeah.
The Rock. It's a rock-themed episode.
Yeah.
The Rock. Mm-hmm. Dwayne The Rock Johnson just made a historic donation to help striking actors who aren't Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Just
that
gave
makes
a
sense.
Seven-figure donation to the SAG-AFTRA Foundation Relief Fund, which provides emergency assistance to union members during strike action. It's a fund that you can donate to. It's definitely worthwhile to help the
cause. I mean, at this point, why don't we let the Rocks and the, you know, top 2% of actors, you know, give back a little bit. I think they got a good group right there, fertile group to start opening their pocketbooks there. But yeah, they say like it's going to be like it's going to benefit tens of thousands of actors and union members because all that money just went in there. So, okay, The
Seven
Rock.
Seven-figure donation.
Yeah. I mean, good to see that, because that's truly when you hear the cynicism of the networks and saying shit, although they deny they're saying it in that way about being like, no, just do it till they literally can't handle it anymore financially and then we'll be fine. Those kinds of funds that support striking union members are very important. And also just generally for all the other people who are tangentially connected to like production, like who aren't in unions, who are also not fucking working, like costumers or makeup artists or crew and things like that. Those are the funds I think that also, you know, could use some support too. But I think just like anything, man, we're dealing with a lot of workers coming, you know, just stepping up to figure out how they're going to get what they're owed. Good to see The Rock be on the right side of that.
Spread
rather than being
Fast
like,
X money around. By the way, Fast X, which I remember we talked about how it didn't live up to the domestic box office, but it's I think still, like, all the reports about, you know, how well Barbie did over the weekend internationally, Fast X, like, was massive. It was, like, one of the biggest movies ever worldwide.
That is wild to think that it did better than Fast X.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Good for you, Barbs.
I feel like, speaking of, not to shoehorn everything into Barbie, but with Ryan Gosling's triumphant turn as Ken, I feel like, you know, and The Rock pulling this, I feel like the himbos are having a real moment right now, you know?
Finally.
Beefsteak.
You know?
For the people.
Beefsteak for the
beefsteak
people.
For the people.
My favorite album.
We have a list of the 10 U.S. places with the shortest average marriages, and Texas is number 3. I don't know why that feels fun to throw in the face of Texas.
Wow, number one is D.C.
D.C.'s only 10 and a half years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait, so, wait, what are the, with the shortest, so D.C.'s a 10 and a half year marriage, Alaska is 16. That's
16, Texas
good.
Is 17. That's a big leap. Something's going on in D.C.
Yeah, what the fuck's going on in D.C.?
I don't know.
Is it like, because part of me was thinking like, oh, are like sort of short marriages, like, is it because like sometimes you have people who get married for financial reasons, like if there's like a military base nearby or something like that, but no.
Tax, something with taxes, I don't know. But yeah, Texas number 3. California, I was expecting California to show up there.
Not even in the top 10.
It's not in here.
Yeah.
California is in it for the long haul.
Nevada, 17.7.
You know, Oklahoma at 7. Utah would not have expected, but it's in the top 10.
So. Hey, divorce is allowed, you know? It happens.
It does. It does.
I mean, I wonder how much, you know, I feel like because the divorce rates aren't, they're going down, aren't they? In the
U.S.? Yeah, I think they have been, actually. Because people are just less likely to rush into marriage. So, I mean, it makes sense that a place like Texas or like a, you know, stereotypically conservative place would have it because it's the place that most people are more likely to rush into marriage than they.
What's that median age? So whoa, that's fucking wild too. Okay. So median age of first marriage in DC is 31.95. Alaska's 28. Texas is 28. Nevada, 30 and a half. Utah, 25.8. Colorado, 29.5. So a lot of, I don't know.
All right.
I don't know what to make of this, folks, but I have a feeling that just like myself, I put divorce or marriage off for a long time because watching my parents' shitty marriage unfold before my eyes, I had a front row seats to the lake show for that one. Wasn't fucking with it. So I was like, not like this at all.
You're the Jack Nicholson of divorce, you know?
Yeah, just there front with my row glasses. Seat.
Yeah.
That's being my Jack cool. Nicholson impression. Yeah, exactly.
Raising your eyebrows every once in a while. Mm-hmm. French's mustard Skittles are a thing.
Jack, was this on your 2023 bingo card?
Mainly I want to talk about this because the headline for the Today Show. So the Today Show media intern, congratulations on being the last person to be reached by the, that wasn't on my 2021 bingo card meme, and think it's still cool. Cause that is the headline, French's mustard Skittles was not on our 2023 bingo card, but here we are. So just like a nice throwback, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I love it. You know, I wonder if the intern was trying to say, no, don't do that. That is the most washed fucking saying on the internet right now. Just don't. And then some older head was like, no, I just heard that yesterday. I think it's really funny. It's like, could you imagine if you had bingo cards for the random things you thought would happen in a year?
Right.
That just gets you thinking. So
Matt Lauer's former producer who got busted down to just controlling the website.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But I mean,
is so fresh.
I'm not put off by this, actually.
This is
like one of the first times I'm like, go on, because I like mustard. I'm kind of weird. I fuck with my.
I was a little concerned. I'm a little twisted.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
How should I say? I was a little concerned because the bag does have a rainbow on it. So I thought it was going to be mustard Skittles mixed in with the all the flavors of the rainbow. But it does appear that it's just mustard Skittles in there. So
right.
You're safe to dump them on top of your hot dog, which is the other thing that they released in their promotional photos.
Have a little tang to it. I don't know. I don't like it. It's just weird. Normally, like when I hear candy be like savory food flavor type things, I'm like immediately no. But pardon me, I think yesterday I accidentally put a ton of mustard on a bite of food I was eating. And I was like, oh, this is going to be ruined. And I just ate it. And I was like, you know what? That wasn't too bad. So yeah. I have an open mind with the Skittles now.
I've been known to put an extra dollop of mustard on a like half eaten hot dog, you know, on the bite part. Just to get it a little spiced up. Okay, Miles. Yeah, I am a little fucked up. Okay, I'm a little sick in the head.
Go ahead, listeners. Call CPS on me. But I'm not gonna stop eating mustard like this.
Anyways, let's take a quick break, and we're gonna come back and talk about another rock story. We'll be right back.
Hell yeah. You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
And we're back, and Trader Joe's has issued a recall on cookies that may contain rocks. And this is one of those recalls that just ruins all cookies for me. I won't be eating cookies.
How are we getting rocks in the cookies?
I mean, rocks. So in the past year, in doing some homemade split pea soup,
I was made
aware of the problem of rocks and split peas, little pebbles and split peas, like during the sorting process.
Sure.
They're just incapable of like, they're just like, yeah, we've given up on this. There's probably some rocks in your split peas. So when you're washing them, just like look for any of them that wiggle differently or look like rocks, because they probably are.
They're there. I did that with lentils recently.
Yeah. Lentils, similar problem. Apparently, super producer Brian has experienced rocks in potatoes. Bit into a potato and had a chipped molar because of it.
And that's not him just lying again?
I know. So I fact checked it because I was like, Brian,
here he goes again.
We have to have the conversation again with Brian about lying about all the ways he chipped his teeth.
Dude, we think you're cool. We think you're cool. Even if you didn't chip your tooth on a potato, dude, we still think you're cool.
But yeah, there's actually a Wisconsin University, wisconsin.edu paper. Okay. By, you guessed it, Jeb B. Qualquhoun and Larry K. Binning, about embedded stones being found sporadically in the flesh of chipping potatoes and not being effectively removed. And the whole paper is like, how the fuck did those get there?
And right.
Growers and processors have suggested maybe the potatoes grew around them. Maybe the stones were pressed into the potatoes while being harvested, loaded, unloaded, or even by the pressure placed on the tubers while being transported.
Or maybe they're being put there by Joe Biden.
Yes, thank you.
I like option C. Yeah. But yeah, I guess the things that are almond windmill cookies and dark chocolate chunk almond cookies. How the fuck, again, you getting fucking rocks in there? That would really upset me. Like a cookie, you feel like you're safe from rocks when eating a cookie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm fine with other vegetables, but fucking cookies, motherfucker.
Sometimes there'll be a nut in there that's a little too hard. I don't really fuck with nuts and cookies.
No, I don't like this. And Brian just said in the chat, this is where we agree. Cookies are my safe. I feel safe when you eat a cookie. That should be drama-free indulging. You know, I don't need to think about if I'm eating a fucking geode or some shit. I'm just trying to eat a nice chocolate chip cookie or some shit. Come on,
Do you like nuts? Do you like a walnut in your cookie? For me, that's some shit I don't like.
No, the Hip Hop 50th anniversary episode was yesterday.
Hey, man, you know, it's still in me.
You know, the one type. So I'm usually not, because I think back to like childhood where my grandmother only made like fucking like cookies with nuts and shit, and it felt like too adult for me. Love a macadamia nut, like a white chocolate macadamia cookie. I'll eat that shit all day. But I like walnuts. Not that I dislike them. I guess in cookies, I like to go back to child mode, and I just want it to be simple, sugar, sweet. That's it.
I'm baby. I don't like any sort of nuts. Even like peanut butter cookies, I don't like it to be the crunchy peanut butter. I want them to be soft and smooth and melt in my mouth.
I just want the cookie flavor to be peanut with like those nondescript like manila envelope colored chips that are in them.
Yeah.
That I'm presuming are peanut butter
chips.
Yeah, whatever we call them. Yeah.
Not peanut butter. Chip your tooth.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? Thank you.
Hold that L, Trader Joe's.
And then in China, we also learned of a dish, a rock-based dish. Literally the world's hardest dish.
Yo, this is the world's hardest dish right here, homie. This is the hardest dish you could eat, homie.
Yeah.
I saw this on TikTok with the kids.
Okay.
Yeah, the stir-fried stones.
A traditional stir-fry featuring stones. Yeah.
Yeah. It just reminds me of like when you're a kid. And there's like a little bit of flavor left on something that isn't edible. And you just put that shit in your mouth to get the last bit of the flavor off. And I always bring this up, like the little paper on a cupcake.
Suck it off.
Yeah. The cupcake paper? Chewing that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Scrape that shit. The scrapings of a cupcake paper.
Do your kids do that?
Some of the most delicious. Oh, yeah.
You taught them? Or they just
know? Scrape it off your teeth?
Yeah. That?
Yeah.
Or
scrape it off with your teeth, not off your teeth.
Exactly. Or you get the little bit of cheese from a cheeseburger on the paper when you unwrap the cheeseburger and you're like, mm-hmm. I'm having that. I'm having that. I'm not leaving that. That's money on the table. So trust me, you're coming with me.
We got more reports from people who have worked for Steven Crowder who say he's not that cool. Say he exposed himself to them and swapped drugs regularly in the office.
Yeah. So, the drug swapping sounds like he's like, yo, he was taking edibles, Percocets, other prescription pills that he would get from the staffers and then would like trade, but then also had a quote, had a habit of passing out prescription drugs fairly freely.
Cool.
So he's just trying to be cool, man, as he makes tries to make sense of the chaos of his soul as he can hear it rot in real time from inside his own skull. So
yeah,
I get that. Yeah. And then the other thing was the exposing. Like they said, one time he did it like he had his balls out or some shit for a quote unquote comedy sketch.
Hilarious, but then would also, dude.
Then would also send like fucking weird text messages with like crude either memes or pictures of his dick, I guess.
No, he sounds cool. Like a fun time.
There's a quote. They said two other staff members said Crowder exposed himself to male staffers as a quote regular occurrence. Quote, It usually happened when he was in a really good sort of manic mood. So while we were all disgusted by it, it was never welcomed. It was preferable to him being in a bad mood and how he treated people Jesus in that Christ. State. Holy shit.
God, I hope Steven's in one of the moods where he exposes himself to us today. God. Like that's the best please case be scenario.
Please be in manic scrote show mode.
Yeah.
Then aggro scream at me mode. But yeah. Well, I mean, just from that one clip we saw of him talking to his pregnant wife.
Like, Jesus Christ.
Do you need to know anything more about this person? That would be surprising.
Yeah. And then also in the category of abusive people who don't seem that fun to work with, Elon Musk, just, you know, so it was reported this morning that LeBron James's son, Bronny James, suffered a cardiac arrest during basketball practice at the University of Southern California. He's now out of the ICU and in stable condition, but truly, you know, just horrifying, so scary for him and his family. And for some reason, this prompted Elon Musk's brain to conclude that he should weigh in on this issue.
As a doctor, obviously.
Yes, as the foremost doctor. Xing, I guess, are we calling it that? Tweeting?
I don't know.
To his millions of followers. That this was probably because he's like, how could I turn this moment of like, you know, tragedy for a family into a moment of just like, you know, genuinely damaging misinformation
for
the populace. So he tweeted that it was probably because of the COVID vaccine, because myocarditis is a known side effect.
Do you know about COVID though? Because that's the real, like, it's like 11 times greater for adults.
Yeah. Yeah, risk of myocarditis in young men was 7 times higher after a COVID infection than after vaccination.
But again, this is all because the suddenly died crowd needs to have this guy. Because it also, you know, it's wild. I didn't even mention this. That game I went to on Sunday at the Rose Bowl, this guy, Shaka Hislop, who is one of the like sort of like touchline reporters, he was doing a pregame like sort of intro to the game. He fucking passed out in the broadcast.
Jesus.
And like, it was hot as shit and humid. And I'd imagine, I don't know if he was wearing a wool suit. Like, part of me could see like he just was heat exhaustion. But whatever happened, dude, the fucking anti-vax crowd hopped on that shit almost immediately.
Immediately, like, yeah, they're ready.
The vaccinated, like, yeah, people passing out on camera, it's always the vaccine. And even before the vaccine, it was the vaccine.
Yeah. Also, cardiac arrest is the leading cause of death in young athletes. Like, this is a thing that unfortunately isn't that uncommon, but of course, yeah, they're just ready to politicize it as soon as something happens. And their dear leader is, you know, he's like, I got you guys.
I mean, I remember fucking Reggie Lewis died on the court.
Yeah.
In 93.
That was definitely the vaccine though. That one.
Yeah.
Reggie Lewis. Like,
Jesus,
come on.
Christ.
All right. Well, unfortunately, those are some things that are trending on this Tuesday afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. Mm-hmm. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99.
Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.